We are in Simin Shin Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Hei, and that's what we will be doing. Yesh Misha Omer, the Dover Shenefe O Nitzle, Im Bishlo Achakach B'Mashke Yesh Po Mishum Bishl. What's this, Shaila? We learned that in a solid, once it's been fully cooked before Shabbos, Ein Bishl Achar Bishl, you would never be chayev for reheating it on Shabbos. Even if you cook it more, as long as it was fully cooked before Shabbos, the halacha is there's no bishul achar bishul midaraisa. This day holds that that's only if you are remaining within the same process. Bishul means boiling it. Something boiled, you can reboil. Midaraisa. This day holds, this Yesh Misha Omer in the Mechaber holds, that if you've changed processes, meaning you take something that was baked and now you go ahead and cook it. So since you're changing its texture, that is considered a new act of bishul. So this day holds yesh bishul achar afiyah. So yesh mishomer shedover shenefa unitzla. This goes for afiyah or for tzli, something that's been baked or roasted. In bishlo achakach b'mashke, if you then boil it in water, yesh po mishum bishul, it's osur because of bishul. Mishtabura holds that according to this opinion, tzli achar bishul is osur. And if you did bishul and then sli, and now do bishul again, it's also going to be asr. So theoretically, you cook your chalin, so it's mavushal, and then it runs totally dry out of water, and it starts hardening, and it starts tasting toasted. Now you don't want it to burn, so you add water. That's bishul achar sli achar bishul. According to this day of the Mishnah Berurah holds that would be asr. Now, this halacha would say that it would be usur even where there's no mechsi kamavashal. This is a question of bishul mamish. Okay. V'usur litin pas afilu bikli sheni shiatzo ledizbo. This daya holds that not only is there bishul achar afiyah, but since it's already been baked, it is more easily cooked than something raw. And this will even cook in a keli sheni. So according to this daya, if you put challah into soup that's in a keli sheni, there could be a problem of bishul. V'yesh matirin, and there are those that disagree in our matir. Now that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying that there are yesh osrim and yesh matirin. According to the general klal in the Mechaber, if he begins with a yesh omrim and then says v'yesh omrim, the halacha is like the second one. The Mechaber seems to be holding that it is mutter. The Ramah then goes and changes this yesh matirin and brings up a whole different machlokas. Even among those who say yesh bishul achar afiyah, not everyone holds that a keli sheni could be mavashal. Even something that's already been baked. So, haga b'chli sheni. He says, first of all, there's one day that's makel in a keli sheni. The yesh makilin afilu b'chli rishon. Some say that there's no bishul achar afiyah even in a kli rishon. V'nogu lizor l'chatchila sholitein pas afilu b'kli sheni kol zman shiatzo ledisbo. The Ramaz Achra is that we do not put bread even into a keli sheni if it's yatzo ledisbo. Now, a few things here. First of all, in the case of something baked, we're saying that putting it into a keli sheni, we are choshish that since it's been baked before, it's more easily cooked than something raw. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's not limited to that. The Magen Avraham says, if we already see that there are some things that cook in a keli sheni, then we have to be choshish that anything can cook in a keli sheni, because maybe it's what we call kali abishal, things that cook easily. Only the things that are mafurish in the Mishnah and the Gemara that will not cook in a keli sheni could you be makel with. What are the things that are mafurish in the Gemara? Water, oil, and spices. So anything other than water, oil, and spices, we couldn't put into a keli sheni because we're choshish that it may be kalei habishul. This is the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down and doesn't argue with it. The Chazon Ish has problems with it. He says, where do we get from bishul achar afiyah, where it's already been baked, to something raw? But the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. Therefore, we are machmir, not to put anything into a keli sheni, so long as the keli sheni is yatzal edesbo, with the exception of water and oil. With regard to spices, in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, he brings from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that our spices are ground so finely that we do have to be choshesh that they cook in a kli sheni. Now, if that's the case, then you couldn't put challah into your kli sheni. Now, later we'll find the Mishnah Berurah brings down a shaila. If you take food out of you take soup, say, out of the pot with a ladle, is that ladle a kli sheni and your bowl a kli shlishi, or is the ladle like an extension of the pot? He is machmer over there. Over here he says that if you want to put challah in your soup, at least make sure that your soup got to your bowl by way of a ladle, so that your bowl is probably a kli shlishi. It seems that when we're dealing with bishul achar afia, which is questionable anyway, it would seem that there he is makel, that if you can consider your ladle a kli sheni and your bowl a kli shlishi. That's what it would sound like. Now, with regard to kli sheni, we said that water and oil are definitely mutter in a kli sheni because they're not kali abishal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the deya that in a dover gush, when you're dealing with a solid, we will never consider it a kli sheni so long as it's yatzal ledesbo. So this is something we'll deal with later. But another chumra he brings down that if the kli sheni is so hot that your hand would burn in it, it's yad nichves bo, there also, this is the chumra of the chachma, of the chayi adam, there also it could cook. So it turns out that we don't really have much of a heter of a kli sheni between dover gush, between a ladle and yad nichves bo, and the Mishnah Berurah's Magen Avraham, who's choshesh for kali abishal in a kli sheni. The only thing you're really allowed to do in a kli sheni is if you're sure that it's not yad nichves bo and it's not a solid, then you're allowed to put water into it. Water or oil or something that's been cooked before. But that's it. With regard to this halacha of Bishal Achar Afia and Bishal Achar Tzli and so on, the Chazon Ish points out, we'll see later that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold it, but the Chazon Ish says that the only time you're chayav for Tzli Achar Bishal is if you're actually changing its form. That means it now tastes roasted. Whereas if you're simply warming it up without liquid, but it doesn't get toasted, the halacha will be that that's like bishul. And there would not be an issur of bishul achar bishul then. But we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah argues with this later.